Part 1.
Now, have you ever daydreamed about changing your life forever? About giving up your job and setting off for a distant country where you could find love and happiness? Well, Jessica Fox did just that, and she's on the line now to tell us about her journey. Jessica, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you started your journey in Los Angeles. Tell me about your life there. What was your job? What sort of lifestyle did you have?
I was consulting for Pixar. I was doing what I loved. I was living in a city that I adored, and I had a fantastic network of friends. There was, I can only describe it as, an abstract taste that I was missing. And so I really began, it was about a year, I began daydreaming about something quite different.
Did you have an actual vision of what the change might be?
I would often sit down in my studio and just dream of different things. And usually, they turned into the screenplays I was writing. And this dream kept on coming back of working in a used bookstore by the ocean. And I...
Working in a used bookstore by the ocean?
In Scotland, yeah.
In Scotland, right. Had you ever had any connection with used bookstores or Scotland before?
None. Absolutely none.
Part 2.
And so, did you set about doing something to realize or make your dream come true?
Yeah, it happened quite quickly, actually. I typed in used bookstore, Scotland, into Google, and Wigtown came up. Scotland's national book town of, I think it was about 16 bookstores. And I thought, oh my gosh, one of them, hopefully, will take me in for a kind of live-work exchange while I was on vacation. And I could realize this dream of...
So, did you just send an email to these bookstores and ask them to take you in?
I sent one email to the first bookstore on the list, which was the bookshop. And it was the largest used bookstore in Scotland. And within a couple of emails, this sort of amazing, generous bookstore owner said, yes, I host a lot of other artists. Come on over for the festival.
And so you came over and you stayed at the bookshop. What sort of bookstore was it? What sort of impression did it make on you when you first arrived?
I would describe it as, if Harry Potter had a bookstore, this would be it.
And what about the bookstore owner? Did you get along with him?
I did. You know, I was here for a specific reason. I really wanted to get away from things. I wanted to write. So when I first met the bookstore owner, it was a friendly relationship I had with him. I didn't get to know him very much until toward the end of my stay.
Part 3.
Your month ended and you went back to LA. Did you find yourself missing the bookstore and missing the owner?
Yeah, I loved the store. I loved the town itself and the people there. It took me a while to admit that it was actually, most of all, the bookstore owner I was missing.
And how did you find out that he was missing you too?
We would correspond over email and Skype, and I'd get beautiful packages from him with things I missed about Wigtown.
Such as?
Such as, this is terrible, such as the cookies, digestives, the digestive cookies I absolutely adore, and a lot of the candy and movies. I fell in love with Scottish movies.
So your relationship deepened? Did you think, well, maybe I'm falling in love with this man?
Yeah. And I think the reason it took so long for me to admit was that it meant a radical life shift. And, luckily, my job shifted at Pixar. So, suddenly I had this freedom of being able to be anywhere in the world that I wanted. And I just thought, well, why let all my characters in my movies have all the fun? I really wanted to jump in and try this. This was a true challenge, an adventure.
So, tell me about your life now, living above the bookstore in Scotland.
Well, right now, there's a heater underneath my legs. It is absolutely freezing. There is ice crawling up the windows. But it's very cozy, and the snow has just hit here. It's beautiful outside, and Wigtown remains, 4 years after, remains as charming as when I first came.
And how is it going with the bookstore owner?
Wonderful. You couldn't find a more beautiful place, and you couldn't find more excellent people. And you know, the love of my life is here, so...
Jessica, it's been wonderful to speak to you.
Thank you so much for having me.